Between the Two Evenings, Two Views. Theme text: The 14th day of the same month, the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it between the two evenings. Exodus 12, verse 6. The question sometimes arises, when exactly were the Passover lambs to be offered? Exodus 12, verse 6 is clear that it was on the 14th day of month 1, Abib, today called Nisan. But when on the 14th? The text specifies between the two evenings. But what time of day does this refer to? The word two is not in the Hebrew, but is intended by using a dual term for evenings. When are the two evenings that are referred to? It would not mean between the end of one day and the end of another, for the term would not identify any particular time. Two common views respecting between the two evenings are either one, from noon to sunset, or two, from sunset to dark. In the first case, Passover lambs were to be slain sometime in the afternoon of Nisan 14. In the later case, between the sunset and dark during Nisan 14. Following are comments respecting each of these views. Sunset to dark. The expression between the two evenings is found 11 times in the Old Testament. Exodus 12:6, 16:12, 29:39 and 41, and chapter 30, verse 8, as well as Leviticus 23, verse 5, Numbers 9, verses 3, 5, 11, and Numbers 28, verses 4 and 8. The second instance, in Exodus 16, verses 12 through 13, refers to quails that flew into the camp of Israel. At evening, between the two evenings, ye shall eat flesh. And it came to pass that at evening the quails came up and covered the camp. Migratory quail fly during the day and settle shortly after sunset, so Israel could not eat the quail before twilight. Also, Deuteronomy 16 verses 1 through 7 commands, "Observe the month of Abib, and keep the Passover unto Jehovah thy God. In the place which Jehovah thy God shall choose, there shall you sacrifice the Passover at even, at the going down of the sun." If they sacrifice the Passover in the evening, then they would be following the afternoon of day 14. Noon to sunset. This view notes the experience of Elijah, recorded in 1 Kings 18:29. It came to pass, when midday was past, and they, that is the priest of Baal, prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice, nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. The time of the offering of the evening sacrifice is specified to be between the two evenings in Numbers 28:4. The narrative following shows that this was well before sunset. For following this, Elijah prepared his offering. He had 12 barrels of water poured upon the offering. He prayed, and God consumed the offering with fire from heaven, and the priests of Baal were dispatched. Thereafter, while Elijah bowed in earnest, his servant was sent to gaze over the sea for any sight of a cloud. On the seventh effort, a cloud the size of a man's hand appeared, whereupon Elijah urged that the rain was coming and all should return to the city quickly. How is each concern answered? Respecting the quails and the term even, it is not certain that quail only appear at set times of day. Even a common pattern of behavior is not without exception. Respecting the term even, language is flexible and it can also refer to the closing portion of a day. Respecting the experience of Elijah, it may be that by his day, the time used for evening sacrifice had shifted to a time earlier than intended when the law of Moses was given in the days of Moses.